You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The two-day jazz music event that's part of Syracuse's Arts Week will be back for its 10th year as a part of a series of summer concerts. The Northeast Jazz and Wine Festival gives jazz music fans their only major event since the former M&T Jazz Fest was canceled for this year. Organizer Larry Luttinger says this did not have an impact on programming this annual event, especially because many sponsors' financial decisions are made long ago.
Our festival is essentially the same budget as it was last year. It has grown a bit, and we have picked up over half a dozen new sponsors. The festival is growing. We hope it remains stable for the future. We're humbled by the fact that we may be carrying the ball for the jazz art form for the foreseeable future.
Luttinger announced the headliners for the festival will be contemporary jazz musician Jakeem Joyner, who's from Syracuse, along with saxophonist Marcus Anderson, formerly with Prince's Band. A number of other acts, from vocalists to R&B to reggae, are on the schedule. Mayor Ben Walsh likes the festival's impact.
It provides people an opportunity to come into our city, to enjoy all that we bring to the table, from culture to architecture to restaurants. It's just a great way to show off our community. In addition to providing great entertainment, the festival supports our local music industry.
One of the event's longtime supporters, John DeFrancisco, is retiring from the Senate, but will make sure music and the arts stay important.
I'll have a successor, and we'll see who that is, and that person I will be helping. That person will be not only indoctrinated, he will be inundated with talk about the importance of the arts in the city of Syracuse and County of Onondaga and really Central New York.
The Jazz and Wine Festival takes place July 27th and 28th in Clinton Square. More information in the entire music lineup is at nejazzwinefest.org. It's part of Arts Week in Syracuse, including the Downtown Arts and Crafts Festival, Stage of Nations EcoFest, and other activities. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.